Hey everybody, Jeff Antoniak here. Welcome to Digging Deeper Jazz. So today I want to talk about our sound, our pitch, and playing with drones. Now this is going to be for all instruments. This is going to be specifically ridiculously great for singers and for wind instruments. Those of us that have, you know, a lot of flexibility in our pitch and intonation. But I tell you what, this is going to be fantastic for guitar and piano and bass and drums and all instruments. So here's the deal. Our sound, the timbre of our instrument, that rich sound that we hope we're getting, that is so important. That's what attracted us probably to whatever instrument we play in the first place, right? So we're always working on our sound. I don't know the highest end pro in the world who is not working on their sound daily. So, okay, that's an ongoing thing. And now our pitch, our intonation, where we sit in the pitch is a big deal, like I said, for, you know, particularly wind instruments and those of us that have a lot of flexibility. On piano, it is where it is. But still, this is something we can be thinking about. Now, how do we practice this? So a lot of us have our tuner and it's got this meter on it and we're just like doing our best to keep the meter in the middle, right? So that is what we would call eye training. That's not ear training. That's not music. That's seeing if you can keep a line, you know, perpendicular, right? So yeah, that's not the best way to use your tuner. The best way, when we get in the real world, people aren't holding their tuner up to me. People are hoping I'm playing in tune with the piano, which is set wherever it's set. It may be sharp or flat or whatever. My job is to be with that. My job is to be with the trumpet player who's standing right there, et cetera, right? So that sense of, do I know when I'm in tune? The idea of playing intervals relative to a given pitch is a big deal. So now I'm sort of putting two things together, our sound and our intonation. I think they're very, very closely related. So we're going to dig into this. And I do need to give a shout out to my friend Ingrid Jensen, one of the greatest trumpet players on earth, period. This is something that Ingrid does a lot and has done for decades, this idea of playing with drones with an Indian tanpura. We're going to get into that in a second, but I want to give a shout out to Ingrid because she is the master at this stuff. All right, before we go any further, I just want to let you know that there are like two or three Digging Deeper videos left. We're going up to 100 and calling it quits. Gonna start a new series though. But here's the thing, I would love to get your input. Thousands and thousands of you every week watch this, and you have for years, over 2 million views, 2.5 million views I think we're at. It's ridiculous. So that tells me you're getting something out of this. I want to give you more. I want to know how I can serve you better, how we can work together better. So there's a link in the show notes or on Facebook, wherever you're seeing this, a link to go to a survey. It'll take you 60 seconds. There's like 6 or 7 questions there. Just check the box. It's that kind of thing. But that will help me continue doing what I'm doing. It'll help us work together better and more. So please, please take the opportunity to do that. And now, one of the reasons I'm calling it quits with Digging Deeper Jazz is it's time for you to pull the trigger and come to Jazzwire and work with myself and hundreds of people from around the world. Now, I know it's been difficult to do that because you haven't been able to see Jazzwire. It's behind a wall, right? So we're doing a 1-week free trial, and that functionality is going to be happening on the website within about a week. So if you would email me at diggingdeeperjazz@gmail.com, I'll just send you the link as soon as it's ready. Sign up for that free week trial, and you can see what I've been talking about. You can see the interactions. You can check out some of the lessons that I've been doing there and find out exactly why that is the place for you. Okay, so let's dig into it. So we're going to do a drone, and the sound I specifically like, again, this is coming from Ingrid, is the Indian tanpura sound. So the tanpura is a tall stringed instrument. It has 4, sometimes 5 strings on it, and it creates a drone. So what the drone we're going to use today is the root and the fifth. So sa and pa in Indian parlance, or so and do if you're using solfege, root and the fifth. And it creates this amazing drone that you're going to hear in just a second. And this sound, it's cool, right? It's just a cool sound to play over, but the timbre is amazing. It's been developed over centuries and millennia, this particular timbre. And it helps us get our sound inside its sound. The harmonics included in the sound are so much better to play with than with your tuner cranking out a sine wave or whatever it is. So I really specifically suggest this. I have an app that I use. It was an app that cost me $20 or $25. I like the sound. There are some apps that I'm sure are free. It's a Tanpura. Get a Tanpura app. You can adjust the drone to different pitches. So now let me show you what I'm talking about. It's going to be droning, and what I want to do is play the tonic. So in this case, it's droning a C. I am going to play a C. But here's the thing. There are so many Cs that are not the right C. Sharp, flat. Now, C concert is a note that wants to be pretty sharp and pretty pinched sounding on the saxophone. So I'm going to be moving around and see if you can hear when I get sharp against the sound, when I get flat. This is the best ear training there is. And now, not only is it the pitch, but I'm trying to expand my sound into the sound of the drone. So it is tone, timbre, intonation, all at the same time. Let me do this a little bit for you. I can do that for easily 20 minutes and get lost in it. Now, there is so, on any wind instrument, the difference between that sharp that you heard, I hope you heard it was sharp. I hope it was slightly painful for you because that's the response we want, like you're getting slightly sick. That flat sound, it's a different kind of pain. And then getting back there, but to be so precisely inside. Now, sometimes I will literally have my tuner sitting on the desk and I'll glance at it. Like, I think I'm in tune. Am I in tune? I'll look over. It's like, oh, I'm a little flat. I'll bring it up. The tuner says I'm in tune. It's like, ah, okay, yes, I do hear that's better. This is tuning our ears, getting used to where it is. And then as I'm doing that, I'm trying to expand my sound into this ridiculously big, thick, fat sound of the Tanpura. So that right there is huge, playing long tones. We all know we're supposed to play long tones, right? So this is active, dynamic stuff. I'm not just playing the note and thinking about what I'm gonna watch on Netflix later. I am actively doing things with my air and with my shoulders and with my embouchure and with the back of my throat and trying to expand this. This is the best practice you can do. So now, we start expanding. So item number two on the sheet, I wrote out a C major scale. Now, ascending that scale, that should take you 3 minutes. Each note should be 20 seconds long. I mean, like really, again, dynamic getting into it. So I'll go up the scale. I may not take 3 minutes to do it for you, but hearing how every note, the relationship of the root to this drone, that's one thing. Go up to the second scale degree, the universe changes. And what does the interval of a second sound like? What does an in-tune second sound like? And now how do I expand my tone? So you understand what we're going for here. This is super dynamic in the sense of change, right? We're, you know, I'm being in the moment as much as I can. It's really a blast to do, actually. All right, so as I said, that would take me five times longer than that. I put on my wireless headphones and I walk around the house. To somebody not wearing headphones, it sounds like I'm the world's slowest saxophone player. And that's okay, because I'm having a blast inside my head with this. And as you heard, each one of those intervals is a different thing. Now, does it always have to be the major scale? No, you can play whatever you want. You can play half steps, you can play. So this is where this now morphs into an improvisation exercise. and us getting really comfortable with what every interval sounds like. So just that, objectively, what do the intervals sound like? What does really being in tune, focusing and getting in tune, which then makes our sound just sing. When we get right in tune with who we're playing with, all of a sudden, everything just expands and our tone gets better. Now we think about our tone. So it's this amazing sort of circle of goodness that we get into. Circle of goodness. Yeah, that's probably the name of my next album. All right, so let me do this. So I'm going to now play the half whole diminished scale. It could have been anything, but I'm going to play that because now we get some half steps. We get some tritones. We get some different intervals. Check it out. So yeah, this is pretty cool, right? And now the fun thing is improvise. This now graduates into melodic playing, pure melody. By the way, that's how the tanpura functions in Indian music, is it's the drone that the ragas happen over top. So maybe it's sitar, maybe it's a singer, whatever happens over top of this drone. So we're sort of using it in that traditional fashion. So I cannot state how important, what a great thing this is to do. And again, thanks to Ingrid for this fantastic idea. And I am getting back to this in my own practice. It's been a while since I've done this, and I'm really beginning to see a lot that can be done. So as a reminder, please go fill out the survey for Digging Deeper, and that's going to let me know what this next series might be for you guys and how we can work together. And definitely email me. Let me get back to you on the free trial for JazzWire. That's going to be ready in about a week. So yeah, let me get your name and I will send it out to you the second we can. So here we go. Some droning, but in a good way. Mm-hmm.